ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
早安。
So let me share the screen for... I cannot share just part of the screen.
什么可以让吗姐?
I just want to share part of the screen, but I don't see the option here.
Yeah, 什么可以让吗姐? 现在阿叔他想跟大家共享一下屏幕, 但是他现在看不到。
Yeah, I can do everything, but I cannot share just a portion.
What about now? Can you do it now?
No. I probably Zoom is not complete because I cannot share my screen actually. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Okay. So if you are not active, turn off your cameras.
If you are not active.
Active. Turn off your cameras.
Okay.
you turn on your camera.
You want everybody to turn on or turn off?
No, they turn off their cameras if they are inactive and you turn on your camera.
Oh, okay. I am.
Okay. So today we are continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, and today we are reading from 26 and 27.
我们今天呢继续阅读圣典般若波罗蜜多第二篇第九章。我们今天要阅读的时节呢是第26和第27时节。
Yata
Atma Maya
Yogena Yatatma Maya Yogena Nana Shakti
Upabrimihitam
Nana Shakti Upabrimihitam
Vilumpam
Vishrijam Grihinam Vilumpam Sirjitam Grinam
Vilumpam Vishrijam Grinam
Vibrad Atmanam
Vibrad Atmanam Atmana
Oh, this is a 27 anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll read the other one. Tatapi natamanasya.
咱们现在读的是第二十六世界，刚才第二十七世界。 Tatapi natmananya.
Nataya natitam.
Parabare yata rupe.
Janiyam te tvarupinam. Tatapi natamanasya.
Tathapi na tammanasya.
Nata nataya nathitam.
Nata nataya nathitam.
Paravare yata rupe.
Paravare yata rupe.
Janiyam te tvanu arupina.
Janiyam te tvarupina.
Okay, word for word.
四对四.
Tata api.
Tata api. 尽管如此.
Natamanasya.
Natamanasya. 要求的人的.
Nata.
Nata. 主啊.
Nataya.
Nataya. 请您. 赐予.
Natitam.
Natitam. 如所想欲.
Paravare.
Paravare. 就世俗和超然的事情.
Yata.
Yata. 原本的.
Rupe.
Rupe. 形象.
Janiyam.
Janiyam. 让别人知道.
Te.
Te. 您的.
To.
To. 但是.
Arupina.
Arupina. 没有形象者.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由舍勒帕帕提供。译文：尽管如此，我的主人，我还是祈求您仁慈地满足我的愿望。我希望您告诉我，您形象超然，根本没有尘世的形象，但却是怎么呈现出尘世形象的？
Okay, text 27. I read it alone. Yatatma maya yogena nana shakti upabrihimitam vilumpam visrijam grinam vibradatmana matmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由舍勒帕帕提供。译文：而且请告诉我，您是怎样以排列组合的方式？ 独自展示出用于毁灭、生产、容纳和维系的各种能量的要旨。正如阳光是太阳星球的能量展示，整个灵性世界和物质世界的展示，只不过是至尊主透过他的内在、外在和边缘能量在展示他自己而已。这些能量与至尊主既是一体，同时又有区别。 就像阳光与太阳星球既是一体又有区别一样，各种各样的能量按至尊主的展示，以排列组合的方式运作。Brahma, Vishnu 和Shiva 等掌管这些能量的人物，也是至尊主不同的化身。换句话说，除了至尊主，什么都没有。尽管如此。 至尊主仍然能不同于所有这些展示活动。为什么会这样呢？后面的师节将予以解释。尽管如此，我的主人，我还是祈求您仁慈地满足我的愿望。我希望您告诉我，您形象超然，根本没有尘世的形象，但却是怎么呈现出尘世形象的？ 而且请告诉我，您是怎样以排列组合的方式独自展示出用于毁灭、生产、容纳和维系的各种能量的？
Both, huh?
嗯。
Om jnana timiram dasya gyananjana shalakaya shakshurmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha namaom vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavade Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. All these prayers that we recite in the beginning of every lecture, any presentation, are very, very important to be recited with great attention.
我们在每一次讲课，每一次的这个呈现之前所念诵的所有的这些祷文都是非常重要的， 而且呢，我们是要满怀着专注之情去念诵这些祈祷的祷文的。
Because it's by the mercy of all these great personalities, Srila Prabhupada, Panchatattva, the Vaishnavas, and ultimately Lord Krishna, it's by their mercy that we are able to say something that can inspire others.
因为就是在这些伟大的人物的激励之下，在他们的仁慈之下，像舍勒帕帕的无胜体，所有的这些瓦什纳瓦们，终极来说是到Sri Krishna，在他们的仁慈之下，我们才能够被激励着去讲述一些能够启发他人的话题。So
we are requesting them to accept us as their instruments.
所以呢，我们是在请求着他们能够接受我们，成为他们手中的工具。
And also in order to hear in a proper atmosphere, in a spiritual atmosphere, we have to create these invocation prayers, create that mood, that spiritual atmosphere that is very conducive to hear the subject matter.
而且呢，就是为了要能够创造一个非常的好的灵性的氛围，我们也要诵念这些祷文。 然后从这些祷文中呢，能够唤醒我们的这种很有助于我们去聆听这个灵性话题的灵性氛围。
So Lord Brahma is very inquisitive, as a very good attitude of a disciple.
所以呢，主 Brahma 他是很好问的，而且呢，他展现了一个好的门徒的好的态度。
He's asking very important questions, not just for his own self, but also for the benefit of those who will follow him.
他在这里面呢，在询问着非常重要的问题。他不仅仅是为了他自己而询问，而且呢，也是为了那些追随他的后人们的利益在询问这些问题。
And here Lord Brahma is very inquisitive about this, about the energies of the Lord.
那在这里呢，主 Brahma 他就在询问关于主的能量的话题。Because
Lord Brahma now is gonna work in the process of the creation, and is gonna have to use the material energy in order to satisfy the order of the Lord.
因为主 Brahma 他现在要做的一个服务呢，就是要用这个物质能量来进行对物质世界的创造。他做这个呢，也是为了要取悦主。So
material he wants to know about this how the Lord manifests these different energies.
所以呢，他就想知道主他是怎么展现这些不同的能量的。
Because in this material world, we are very familiar with the material energy, or at least sufficiently familiar with material energy.
那在这个物质世界呢，我们是对于这个物质能量有足够的熟悉度的。
Our daily life is within this material energy.
因为我们每天生活中都是生活在这些物质的能量中的。
Everything around us, including our own bodies, are made of material energy.
在我们身边周遭的一切，包括我们自己的躯体，都是由物质能量所构成的。
And we are extremely affected by this material energy.
而且呢，我们是非常极度的被这些物质能量所影响的。
But there is not only this material energy.
但是呢，并不仅仅是只有这些物质的能量。
And this is what we learn in Krishna consciousness, that the knowledge means to know that there is matter, there is spirit, and there is also the controller of both. That's what means knowledge.
那在这个Krishna知觉里面呢，我们就学到了是有叫物质的这一部分，还有呢是有灵性的这一部分，还有呢就是有一个对于物质和灵性的控制者。
So here, there is a combination of two energies, the material energy that we all have experience of, and also the spiritual energy that we are part of.
所以说呢，在这里面呢，有这个我们大家都能够体验到的物质能量，但是还有一种能量是灵性能量，是我们部分，我们实际上是属于这个灵性能量的。
So everything that we experience is just a combination of the Lord's energies.
所以说呢，我们所体验的一切，不过都是主的能量的组合而已。
So we usually speak about three principal energies of the Lord.
那通常来说呢，我们会讲述主的三个主要的能量。
First, there is the spiritual energy.
那首先呢，是有灵性的能量。
It's eternal, it's full of bliss, it's full of knowledge.
那么这灵性的能量呢，它是永恒的，它是极乐的，它是充满了知识的。
And everything that exists in the spiritual realm is constituted this spiritual energy.
在灵性的维度的所有的一切呢，都是由这灵性的能量所构成的。
But here our experience we have is not the same.
但是我们在这儿所体验的呢，并不是这样的，并不是。
Here we are experiencing the material energy.
因为在这里呢，我们现在所体验的是灵性物质的能量。
And material energy is temporary.
那物质能量呢，它是短暂的。
Is full of ignorance.
是充满了无知的。
And full of distress.
而且呢是很痛苦的，完全的痛苦的。
We cannot think about bliss in material existence.
我们在物质的存在中没法想着有极乐这回事儿。
Just different forms of distress, but sometimes when less distress or practically no distress, we think we are happy.
那其实就是这种状态，就是属于处在各种各样的痛苦之中。那有的时候呢，就稍微从这个痛苦得到一点解脱，我们就觉得挺快乐的。
So spiritual energy is one, material energy is the other one, and the third one is the living entities who are considered like marginal energy of the Lord.
所以呢，这个灵性能量呢也是一种能量。那还有一种能量呢，就是生物体。这生物体呢是主的边际能量。
The thing is that because we are fragments, we are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, we actually belong to the spiritual energy, but we are prone to fall enchanted or captivated by the material energy.
是这样的，就是这个生物体呢，它是作为主的不可分割的一部分，所以说呢，它是属于主的，那它也就是属于这灵性能量的。但是呢，它却有这样的一种倾向，就是被物质能量所吸引，所以它就掉到了这个物质能量里。
So that's why we are considered as part of marginal energy, means you can either stay within the spiritual energy under the protection of the Lord in the spiritual world, or we can fall enamored, attracted to material energy.
所以说为什么这生物体被称为叫主的边际能量呢？也就意味着它可以是处在主的灵性能量里面，在主的保护之下，但是呢，另外一种可能性就是它会被这个物质能量所吸引，然后掉到这个物质能量里面。
So it's our choice. We can either remain in contact with the spiritual energy, or you can lose the desire to be independent from the spiritual energy, and then become covered by the material energy.
所以说呢，这个是我们可以做出的一个选择。就我们可以选择让自己处在主的这个灵性能量里面。或者说呢，我们选择要让自己独立于灵性能量，然后呢，让自己被这个物质能量所覆盖。
So if you choose to be with Krishna, then we'll be always experience eternal spiritual bliss.
所以，如果我们要是选择和 Krishna 在一起的话呢，那我们就总能够体验到的是永恒的知识和永恒的快乐的状态。
But if we choose to be away from Krishna, then we experience material discomforts.
但是如果我们要是选择离开 Krishna 的话呢，那我们所体验到的就是物质的不舒适了。
We experience so many miseries.
我们就会感受到各种各样的痛苦。
Diseases, old age, death,
疾病、年迈、
death and rebirth.
疾病、年迈、这个死去，然后再重新投生。
And then the threefold miseries, you know, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by nature, by natural catastrophes, and miseries caused by our own bodies and minds.
然后呢，我们就会感受到这来自于物质世界的三重苦。那么这三重苦呢，一个呢是由其他的生物体所导致的苦，还有呢就是由自然界的各种各样的灾难所给我们导致的苦痛，以及我们自己的身体和自己的心意所给我们造成的苦痛。
So here, in contact with material energy, we develop the attitude of an enjoyer.
那就是由于和物质能量的触碰呢，我们就发展出了这样一种心态，就是我们想要成为享乐者。
Means we want to take on the position of the Supreme Lord, the Purusha, to be the enjoyer of everything.
那也就是说呢，我就想要让自己是处在至尊主的那个状态，想要成为 Purusha, 然后想要去作为一个享乐所有一切的那个享乐者。
But in principle, one energy cannot be the enjoyer.
但是从原则上来说呢，作为能量，它是不可能成为享乐者的。
One energy cannot enjoy another energy.
因为呢，一个能量它不可能去享受另外一个能量。
Energy is meant to be enjoyed.
那这个能量呢，它就意味着是要被享受的。
And the origin of the energy, the Supreme Lord is the enjoyer, is the energetic, is the enjoyer.
但是呢，这个能量的最原初的这个源泉，也就是能量的拥有者至尊主，他其实是应该是那个享受者，他意味着要享受。
Certainly, because the living entities are, you could say, a product of the Lord's superior spiritual energy, so the living entities are superior to the material energy.
那么这个生物体呢，它其实是主的灵性能量的一个产物。那所以说呢，这个生物体它是要高于主的物质能量的。
Material energy is made of what? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, and so on. It's all inert.
那这物质能量它是由什么构成的呢？它是由土、水、火、以太、空气所构成的。那它是会处在一种没有生气的不动的状态的。
Is devoid of consciousness. Material nature has no consciousness.
所以说呢，它是没有知觉的。物质自然是没有知觉的。
Material nature has no free will.
而且呢，物质自然也是没有自由意志的。
But because the living entities are superior to material energy, it does not mean that they are on the same platform as the Supreme Lord.
但是呢。这个生物体它高于物质能量，并不意味着它是处在和至尊主在同一个层面的。
The Supreme Lord can control material energy, but we cannot control material energy.
至尊主它可以控制物质能量，但是我们就是生物体，它是不能控制物质能量的。
Yes, because of the presence of the living entity, of the individual souls within this material world.Material energy is put into action, into movement.
但是的确呢，就是由于这个生物体来到了这个物质世界，使得这些物质能量呢，它也处在了一种很活跃的状态。
It's because the living entities have the desire to enjoy in this material nature that the material nature starts to become activated.
那就是由于这个生物体呢，它希望能够在这个物质自然中进行享受，使得这个物质自然呢，它就变得动了起来。
We have experience like a person, architect wants to build a house, is going to combine earth, wood, stone, iron, and is going to combine all this dead material elements and they're going to put them together and build a very big building.
那就比如说一个建筑师，他想要建造一个房子，那他呢就必须要把这些物质的元素，比如说土啊、木头啊、还有铁呀、就是金属啊、各种各样的这些材料给用在一起，然后呢才能够把这个建筑给造起来。
Because these elements cannot combine by themselves.
因为呢，就是这些元素他们是不能自己把自己给组合在一起的。
So if the living entities would not be in this material world trying to control and enjoy this material world, then all these material elements would have remained unchanged.
所以如果要是没有生物体在这个物质世界想要去享受这个物质世界的话，那么在这个物质世界里面的所有的这些元素只能够就处在一种不动的静止的状态，没有发生任何变化的状态。
All these 24 elements of material energy, beginning with earth, water, air, fire, ether, and the subtle elements, and then the senses and the sense objects, and all, until making 24, these are all always existing there. They are eternal, these elements.
那所以说呢，就是这24个元素，从土、水、火、以太、空气。然后呢，再到这个心意、知性和假我，然后呢，再到感官以及感官的五感官对象，就是这整个24个元素，它们其实是始终都是存在在那儿的。
So these are the block elements, the basic elements for the material creation, but they don't combine unless the living entity wants to.Unless the individual soul wants to exist in material existence, desires to do something.
所以呢，就是这些物质元素呢，它们都是处在这里的原材料，是处在一种不动的状态，直到生物体来了。生物体它希望能够在这个物质世界做一些享受的这个活动的时候，这些才会被组合起来。
Because matter cannot organize by itself.
因为物质呢，它是不能够自己去进行各种各样的安排的。
So the same way you can understand that all this, this is we can understand simple things where you combine material elements to do things. You put flour with water and salt, make a dough, and then you cook and you make bread. And this is it seems that we are the ones who are.Where because of our desire, these things are being combined.
那其实我们可以有这样的一个概念，就是我们把这个面粉加上点水，然后再加上点盐，然后呢把它给和匀，弄成一个面团，然后再把它给烤成面包。那其实呢，就是我们是根据我们的这个愿望，把这些物质给它组合起来，然后这个事情发生的。
So these things happen because there is a combination of the living entity who belongs to original to the spiritual energy and the material energy because there is a combination. So there is this activation of material nature.
所以说呢，这个物质自然它之所以会活跃起来，是因为是有这样的组合，是由本来属于灵性能量的这个生物体与物质能量。相组合在了一起，所以才会发生这些事情的。
Because we have no doubt that's something that we all experience. Matter is inert, is incapable of doing anything voluntarily. Matter has no choice.
那其实我们对于这件事情是毫无疑问的，就是我们大家都有这样的体验，就是作为一个物质。它是处在一个不动的状态，一个惰性的状态的，它自己是不可能让自己变得活跃起来的。
But all these innumerable planets and so many different varieties of planets floating in the sky, certainly it's not the doing of the living entities.
但是呢，就是在天空中所，就是在这个苍穹中所漂浮的所有的这些宇宙星宿，它毫无疑问，它并不是生物体的作为的原因。
Yes, we can combine water, flour, and put in the oven and turn on the fire. We can do many things, no doubt, and manipulate material energy for our pleasure. But we are not the doer of everything in this material world.
就是在这个物质世界呢，我们是没有办法做所有的这些事情的。就是这些宇宙星宿漂浮在苍穹中的宇宙星宿，它并不是由生物体所创造出来的。那虽然说这个生物体它可以把一些东西给组合在一起，可以把面粉跟水给组合在一起弄成一个面团，但是我们没有办法做到所有的一切。
嗯、we are not interfere in the change of seasons and the movements of this planet.And everything that is growing, getting old and dying, we don't have any interference. We cannot do anything to change that.
对于宇宙星系的运转，然后对于季节的变化，对于这些事情，我们是没有办法进行介入，然后呢，让它发生变化的。
So then, who is moving all that? It's not me. It's not anybody of us. It's not the living entities in this.Who is moving this planet? Who is moving the seasons? Who is making everything grow and maintain and then get old and die? Who is making all this happening?
那如果那这样说的话，既然就所有的这些运转、这些变化，星系的运转、季节的变化、谷物的生长，我们每个人所经历的生老病死，这个发生的变化都不是由我做的，也不是由你做的。那到底是谁来促使这些事情的发生呢？
It means there is a superior, more powerful consciousness.
那也就意味着有一个更高的、更有力量的知觉的存在。
And that's Krishna. Krishna is the supreme consciousness that makes everything happen.
那所以说呢，这就是 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 呢，他是至尊的知觉，是因为他的存在才使得所有的这一切的发生。
So this is a simple way to understand that without the presence of consciousness, nothing happens in material energy.
所以呢，这是一个挺简单的去理解方式，就是如果要是没有知觉的存在的话，那么这个物质能量是不可能发生任何事情的。
But we also realize as individual consciousness that we cannot do everything. We are not directly involved in moving everything within this cosmic manifestation.
但是呢，我们也理解，就是如果只依靠个人的知觉的话，是不可能造成整个的宇宙展示这件事情的发生的。
This is all happening because of the supreme consciousness.
那所有这一切发生的原因呢，都是因为有这至尊的知觉的存在。
You have Bhagavad Gita with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good, good. So open chapter 7 and read from 4, 5, and 6.
那我们现在来打开佛教梵歌的第七章，然后来读一下第四、第五和第六十节。
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence.
Yes, 第四十节，土、水、火、气、空间、心念、智力和假我，这八种元素组成了我分离出的物质能量。然后第五十节，臂力强大的尔朱那呀，除此之外，我还有一种高等能量，由剥削低等能量，这个物质自然的生物组成。第六被创造的众生都来源于这两种能量，应该清楚地知道，在这个由物质和灵性能量组合的世界中，我是一切事物的起源及瓦解。
嗯、so yeah, Krishna first mentions about the basic elements of material energy.
那所以 Krishna 呢，在这儿就描述了物质能量的最基本的元素。
And he immediately said, "This is our my separate material energy. This is my energy."
然后他立刻就说呢，这是我的能量。
He called it separate material energy.
它被称为叫 这是被称为叫就是和我分开而在的能量。
And then, but then he said, but there is another superior energy.
但是他又说呢，但是又有另外一种高等的能量。
And these are the living entities, you.
那么这个呢，就是生物体，就是你。
All of us.
我们所有在座的。
And what we are doing, we are trying to exploit the resources of this material inferior nature.
那我们要试着在做什么呢？就是我们要试着利用着这些在物质就是这些低等的物质的能量。
But then said, of all this material, of all that this spiritual in this world, I am the origin.
但是呢，他说，在这个世界的所有的这些物质能量和灵性能量。我都是这最原初的能量。
So as we said in the beginning, we are all conscious of material energy. We are living with material energy all the time.
那么在最开始的时候，我们就讲了，我们所有人都能够感知到物质的能量，因为我们始终都是生活在这物质能量之中的。
But if you think that about material energy, only material energy is nothing further than it's this is a complete incomplete understanding.
但是如果我们要是仅仅是考虑到了物质能量，而且在物质能量之外就再没有其他能量的话，那这只是一个不完整的理解。
Yeah, I may think that because I mix the flour with the water and salt and bake it and make a bread, I may think this bread is mine, it's my creation.
那比如说我把这个面粉和上水，再加上盐。然后呢，把它给弄成了一个面团，然后把它烤成了一个面包。那这会儿呢，我就觉得这是我的创造，这是由我做出来的。
So we think, oh, here is my bread. I'm going to give my bread to my friends. My bread.
然后我就在说，这是我的面包，我要把我的面包给我的朋友们。
And everybody asks you, you made it? Yeah, I made it. Yeah.
然后所有人都问他，这面包是你做的吗？对对对，这面包是我做的。
But I didn't make the wheat.
但是这面粉可不是我做的呀。
I just found the seed put on the ground and I didn't make it grow. The grow it was the ground, the water and of the rain and the sunshine that made it grow by itself. I didn't interfere.
我呢只是把这个种子给种到了地里，但是呢是这土地。还有天上降下来的这个雨水，使得这个种子自己的生长出来。我自己没有，我没有进行任何的这个介入这个种子的生长。
I didn't produce that little seed myself. I cannot produce that little seed in a laboratory.
而且呢，这个种子也不是我所创造出来的，我也不可能在实验室里面把这个种子给做出来。
Yeah, I may be able to combine the same elements that are in a seed, but I cannot create a real seed that can fructify.
那也许可能我能够把这个种子里面的这些元素把它给它这个整合在一起，但是呢，我是没有办法真正的制造出一个种子，然后让这个种子能够生长的。
Some people may disagree, say, but now the scientists they can.Genetically modify a seed to make a seed produce more grain or become bigger, whatever.
但是呢，有些人可能就会反对这个意见，就说呢，那现在科学家们就是可以重新根据基因的这个做法，把这个种子给重新整合，然后呢，让它能够有一些这个变化，然后呢，能够让它在更大或者是更大量的去进行生长。
Yes, they are given the capacity to manipulate to certain extent material energy, but they are not creating. They are just transforming or modifying the genes. That's all that they are doing.
但是的确，这个科学家们呢，他们确实是被赋予了一定的这个能力，从某种程度上可以去运用这些物质的能量。但是呢，它只是在原有的这个基础上。进行了一些整合和一些变更，然后呢去做一些基因上的安排，但是它不能够从头的去把这个种子给完全的制作出来。
And oftentimes their manipulation is very dangerous.
而且很多时候他们的这种操纵是很危险的。
Nature combines, everything is combined in nature because there is the arrangement, the control of the Supreme Lord, and the living entities are meant to cooperate, not to change or manipulate anything.
至尊主呢，他有他的安排，创造了所有的这些物，这个自然的展示，这个自然界的展示。那这个生物体人类，他是应该跟这个自然界去进行合作，而并不是要去改变操纵它。
Yes, but the fact is that most people only think in terms of material nature. They think they are a product of material nature. And there is only material nature, that's what we see, that's what we smell, that's what we experience.
但是呢，大部分人就觉得呢，只有物质的自然，认为自己也是物质自然的产物，那这就是我们所能看见的，我们所能够体会到的，这些都是我们的能够直接感受到的。
So if you are not so amazed by the fact that the little seed grows into a little plant and eventually creates many seeds that can be turned into flour and can be combined with water and put in the oven and make it a bread. But we may not be too amazed by that.
但是如果你要是就是如果你要是不能够真正的去体会到一个种子它被种下去以后呢，它能够发芽，然后长成一棵小树，然后最后呢，它还能够长成它这个谷物，然后最后这个谷物呢，还能够变成面粉，然后你还能够把这个面粉给做成面包。那如果你要是没有真正的去体味到这一点的时候，可能不会对这件事情感到非常的惊叹。
Because this is part of our daily life, things that we learn, we manipulate. But when you look at the sky and see all this display of different, so many different luminaries, planets in the moving in the sky, and we wonder whose nature is this?
因为就是做面包的这件事呢，是我们每天在生活中都经历的事情，所以呢，我们也就不会感到大惊小怪。但如果我们要是仰望天空，看到在天空中所有的这些闪烁的这些星星以及运转的这些星球的时候，我们可能就会对这样的奇景而感到惊叹，到底是谁让这一切发生的呢？
Who's controlling all these things?
是谁在控制所有的这一切呢？
To whom this nature belongs?
这个自然它到底是属于谁的呢？
It cannot exist on our own.
它不可能就这么自己就存在了。
Must belong to somebody.
所以呢，它必须是要属于某一个人的。
Somebody who is in control, who is full control of this material energy.
肯定有一个人，他是完全的控制着这个物质能量的。
And then we start gradually analyze that any aspect of our existence in this material world, there is somebody behind us that is in real control.
那然后呢，我们就开始慢慢的就能理解到，其实在我们的每日生活中的方方面面，一定是有一个超越于我们的人在控制着所有这一切的。
So by studying material nature, by the activities of material nature, an intelligent person naturally will start anchoring or start seeking who is really the possessor of this energy, who is really the energetic, because it's not me. I may think I move this, I move my body, I move a few things, but I'm not moving everything within this energy. So there must be some supreme living entity controlling and moving everything.
所以说呢，当在研究了这个物质能量之后呢，一个有智慧的人，他也就肯定很自然的，他就会在想，到底是谁在控制着所有的这些物质能量？因为毕竟不是我在做很多的这些事情，那么到底是谁呢？就是到底是谁是所有这一切的那个拥有者呢
？So in the Vedic scriptures, the Upanishads, it's very clear explained that the ultimateThe possessor of all these energies, the source of all these energies, material and spiritual, is Brahman.
所以说呢，在 Upanishad, 在伟达经里面呢，就非常的清晰的就解释了，说所有的这些能量，无论是物质能量还是灵性能量，它都是属于 Brahman.
So, but Brahman is a spiritual energy.
但是 Brahman 呢，它又是一个灵性的能量。
is still not the possessor of the energy, is not the energetic, is still an energy.
所以呢，它依然还不是这个能量的拥有者，它依然还是一个能量。
And Krishna Bhagavad Gita says very clear that this Brahman is the effulgence of his body.
那 Krishna 在《不加放歌》里面呢讲得非常的清楚，他说呢，这个 Brahman 是他的身体所绽放出来的光彩。
Certainly, this Brahman is the all-pervading energy that manipulates, that controls also, that permeates also this material energy. But ultimately, there is the Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, who is the controller of Brahman, who is the controller of material energy.
那当然了，这个 Brahman 就这个梵光呢，它是。无处不在的，它是充满了所有的这个地方的，包括它也充斥在所有的灵性能量之中。但是终极来说呢，是有一个至尊的 Brahman， 是有一个至尊的这个能量的拥有者，他在控制着所有的这一切。
So the source of Brahman, the source of all energies, is from Brahman. Other energies come like material energy, but Krishna.Is the controller of Brahman, is the source of Brahman.
那么这个从 Brahman 呢出现了所有的其他的这个能量，这个物质能量是从 Brahman 来的，但是呢在 Brahman 之上还有一个至尊的控制者，就是 Sri Krishna， 他控制着所有的这些能量，包括 Brahman。
So by the process of inquiring, you know, when you see, when we analyze how things function even within this material world, we can see that many things are happening without our control. So that it means somebody is in control.
所以说当我们在研究整个的这个物质世界它的这个运转的过程中呢，其实我们就会发现其实有很多很多的事情都是超越于我们的控制之上的。那我们就会在想，那到底是谁在控制住这一切呢？一定是有一个控制者的。
So if to make a simple bread requires a living entity endowed with consciousness, endowed with thinking power, so certainly in order to move everything that exists must be conscious, must be living, cannot be just material nature.
那么做一个面包都需要有一个被赋予了知觉的生物体。他得有这么一个想法才能够把这面包做出来。那么整个的这个宇宙星系的一切的运转也一定是有一个知觉在那儿控制着所有这一切的。
So you may say, well, nowadays I don't even need to mix the flour with the water and put in the oven. I just put everything in the machine and press the button. And after some time the bread is out.
You mean, okay. 就是说那也许可能你就是说在现在这年头啊，我都已经不需要把水跟面粉给它和在一起，然后弄成个面团，然后放到烤箱里边把它烤成一个面包了。我现在其实就是在一个机器面前，我要是这个按个按钮，然后一会儿呢从机器里面就会出一个面包。
Still, we have to put the ingredients inside.
就是说阿叔的意思就是说就是用这个面包机就可以做出这个面包，但是现在我们依然还是要把所有的这些成分要放到这个面包机里才行。
The machine does not work by itself unless we press the button.
这个面包机我们除非把这个按钮按下，这面包机自己是不能做这个面包的。
And that machine to cook the bread, to mix and cook the bread is also made by a living entity, a conscious living entity.
而这面包机呢，它也是由一个有知觉的生物体把它给做出来的。
So behind everything in this material world, any action in this material world, there is always a living entity, a consciousness. So why not accept that there is a supreme consciousness that is behind all the whole creation of everything?
那所以说呢，就在这个物质世界的所有的这。事物的背后呢，它其实都是有一个具有知觉的生物体，它在完成所有的这些活动。所以为什么在整个的这个宇宙创物质世界的这个创造之上，没有一个控制它所发生这一切的那个 生物体有意识的生物体在控制这一切呢？
嗯 ，So this is the beginning of understanding through by analyzing the energies that we are this material energy that we are involved with in every moment of our life in this material world. We can come to a conclusion that there is some supreme controller, some supreme consciousness.
所以说呢，就是通过体验我们每日生活中所遇到的这些物质能量，就让我们能够有这样的一个结论，就是一定有一个至尊的知觉，有一个至尊的控制者，他在控制着所有的这一切事情的发生的，操纵着这一些事情的发生的。
I am a person, so I have to accept that that supreme consciousness, that supreme living entity is also a person.
因为我是一个人，所以说呢，我也就能够接受那个至尊的控制者，那个至尊的生物体，他肯定也是一个人。
So simply by very carefully analyzing material nature, we can come to the understanding that might have some supreme being behind everything with a supreme intelligence, supreme ability, supreme capacity with powers that are beyond my powers to make everything move. Because I have my own experience of moving little things, and that require intelligence, require energy, require some ability.
因为我自己有这个体验，就是我能够让一些事情发生，但是呢，让这个事情发生呢，它必须呢是要有一些智慧，然后呢要有一些这个能力才能够做到这一点的。那所以呢，我也就通过我自己的这一点体验，我能够理解，一定有一个更高的、更加至尊的一个人，他是有这个至尊的智慧、至尊的这个能力，才能够让所有的这些事情发生的。
And the other thing is that, yes, we think we are manipulating this material energy according to our will, but we realize that no matter how much we attempt to use this material energy to make us happy, we are not getting happier.
那还有另外一件事情我们能够体会到，虽然说我们是在操纵着这个物质能量，然后呢，希望能够让自己通过对物质能量的操纵，让自己变得快乐一些。但是我们就发现，无论我们怎么去运用这些物质能量，我们怎么去做，我们都没有办法让自己变得更加的快乐。
We may manipulate things to make our lives so-called more comfortable, but actually we are not doing anything to improve our happiness, which is the most important thing in our existence.
那也许可能我们由于自己的这个操纵呢，使得我们可能会变得所谓的更加舒适一些。但是呢，我们无论我们怎么做，我们都没有办法让自己变得更加的快乐。可是这个快乐是最重要的事儿。
So any attempt to really try to exploit material energy to make us happy in this material world, it's a failure.
所以说呢，任何想要去操纵这物质能量，并且让自己变得快乐一些的这个作为，它其实都是无用的，都是徒劳的。
Recently I was speaking with a friend and we were talking how things were, because he's about my age, and we were talking about how things were much easier when we were young. When we are small children, young fellows, you know, things seem so much easier in life, and our exchanges with others were much more satisfying. In a village, everybody knew each other. Even the street we walk, we know everybody's in the street. We say good day, good morning here, good morning there. We know everybody. We are invited to the houses of people, because those days, people did not have television, people did not have telephone, did not have cell phones, didn't have computer, didn't have anything of that. So the exchanges, human exchanges were much more satisfying. So people were actually happier without all these material facilities that we have now.
那我前两天呢，就在和我的朋友在聊天儿。那因为我们聊及的一个话题呢，就是聊到关于我现在这个岁数的这个问题。那当时我们就在讲，就是当我们还年轻的时候，那会儿好像一切都要更容易一些，而且要更快乐一些。因为那会儿呢，我们就生活在这个村子里面，然后呢，所有的人都认识彼此。然后我们每天早上起来呢，也会跟所有人都打招呼，一会儿跟这儿人打个招呼，早上好，跟那儿打个招呼，早上好，就所有人都认识彼此。然后在那会儿，感觉就好像我们的这个生活要更加的舒服，要更加的快乐一些。虽然说我们现在有各种各样的物质设施，但是当时在年轻的时候的那种生活状态要比现在要更快乐。
嗯。So the reason is that what we said in the beginning, it's impossible for one energy to try to exploit or lord over another energy.
对，为什么呢？就是由于我们刚才已经提到了，就是一种能量它不可能去剥削另外一种能量，或者说一种能量它不可能去主控另外一种能量。
The only thing that can give us real happiness, a real sense of existence, feel satisfied, feel peaceful, is by serving the supreme energetic, the one who controls all energies, starting by myself.
所以所有就是只有唯一让我们能够感到快乐，然后呢，让我们能够感到很平和、很舒适的这种状态的唯一的方法。就是去服务那个至尊的能量，那么就是这个去服务这个能量的这个拥有者，因为这个能量的拥有者呢，他拥有所有的这些能量，从 starting from myself，
yes， starting by myself is the one who is controlling myself. All the energies starting with myself. I am energy.
OK， 就是要服务这个所有的这个能量的这个控制者，这样就快乐了。那就是因为他所控制的就从我自己做起，因为我自己本身它也是一个能量。
So, but does not mean we cannot manipulate material energy. We can manipulate material energy, but only with one purpose: to serve.The supreme energetic, the source of all energies. That's the only thing I can do. Because this material energy being Krishna's energy, and me being also Krishna's energy, so I should endeavor to use this inferior energy in the service of the Lord. And then this activity creates satisfaction, creates happiness.
但是并不意味着我们不能够去操纵利用物质能量。我们是可以操纵利用物质能量的，但是只能够是在一种条件下去做这件事儿，就是把这个物质能量用于对至尊的能量拥有者的服务。那因为就是这个我是能量，然后呢，我用这个物质能量，就是这个更低等的这个能量，去为至尊的这个能量的拥有者去做服务，这样我们大家就都皆大欢喜了。我就这会儿我也会感到很满意，很开心了。
Going back to the example of the bread, because I think I manipulate, I am the one who grew the wheat in my field, I'm the one who harvests, I would make the flour, and now I combine with water and baked in a fire in my oven, so it's my bread, it's for my enjoyment.
那我们现在再回到这个面包的这个例子，那我就在想，是因为我在我的地里面种了这个麦子，然后种完了以后呢，然后收割了以后呢，就把它变成了面粉，然后把它加了水，放了盐，然后把它给弄成面团，给放到烤箱里面，然后呢把它烤成了一个面包，然后我就觉得这是我的面包，所以呢我要好好的享受它。
And this, you know what that creates? Yes, it seems just a natural process, but this natural process, because we are trying to manipulate, control material energy, we are creating karma. We are binding ourselves to a cycle of birth and death in this material world.
但这个呢，好像是一个很自然的一种程序。但是呢，就是由于这种自然的程序，在这个自然的程序的过程中，我们是在这个利用这个物质能量。那通过这种活动呢，我们就会为这个活动而产生业报。 那我们也就会被捆缚在这个业报以及业报的反应中。
Why we have to take birth again? Yes, because only in this material environment we can pretend that we are the controller, the manipulator, and the enjoyer of everything. Only in this material world we can pretend that. So that's why we need to take birth again and again in this material world.
那你为什么还会再投生呢？因为只有在这个物质的能量的这个氛围内，你才能够自个儿假装的觉得自己是那个控制者，是那个享受者。所以为什么就要一次又一次的投生
？So if you understand that this seed is not produced by me, the soil, the ground was already there, the earth was already there, the water of the rain is not created by me, the sunshine is not created by me. I'm not the one who's making the plant grow and give seeds, and I am the And there is some strength in me and an ability in me that allows for me to combine this together in a particular way and knead the dough very well, so make a nice bread, and the fire is not created by me. So in this way, we understand that this is not created by me, it's by somebody else. Let me use this bread to offer to that supreme entity, because he is actually the creator of everything.
那所以说呢，如果我们要是明白了这种子它并不是我所创造出来的，这个土也都在那儿了，然后阳光也不是我创造出来的，雨水也不是我创造出来的，那这种子它是自己发芽长大，而我呢所做的事情就是我有这样一个能力把这个面粉和水给混合在一起，然后呢把它做成了一个很好的面包，但是呢这个烤这面包的这个火也不是我所创造的，那所以呢，然后我就知道所有的这一切其实都是由一个至尊的生物体在那儿安排着所有这一切。那么我呢，就应该把这个面包烤好了之后，我应该把这个面包供奉给这个安排所有这一切的这个至尊的控制者、至尊的生物体。
Show gratitude. Yeah, whoever is there, if there is any supreme being who is controlling everything, certainly must be. If there is any God there, please accept my bread.
至少呢，我们应该是有一种感恩心。那既然或者有一位神，或者有一个至尊的生物体在那儿安排了所有这一切，那么我就想请你来接受我给你烤的这个面包，然后呢，接受我的感激之情。
So simply by be very introspecting, analyzing how this material energy functions and everything functions within this material energy, we can come to the perception, to the understanding that must be a supreme entity, a supreme living entity in control of everything and everyone.
所以呢，当我们如果真正的去对于这个物质能量去进行分析的时候，分析它是如何运作的时候，我们就一定会得出这样的一种角度的理解，就是一定是会有一个至尊的控制者，他是在安排着所有这一切的。
At least acknowledge gratitude, okay? Please take some of this bread, leave some for me, but at least take some of this bread, and this makes our activity transcendental, means free from karma, simply by this gesture of gratitude.
那么那了解了这一点以后呢，就是表示出一种感恩的这种态度，请你接受我给你做的这个面包，来接受我的感激之情，但是呢还是给我留点啊，但是呢就是这样的这种活动呢，就可以让你从这个业报的反应的这个束缚中摆脱出来。
Means it gives us freedom from the control of material energy.
也就是说呢，这样会让我们摆脱物质能量的控制。
And then when you know that supreme entity, that supreme living entity is Krishna, and then you know Krishna's characteristics, Krishna's qualities, and Krishna's desire to exchange love with us, then we can not only just cook and show gratitude and offer in gratitude, but we offer in love. My dear Lord, you are so wonderful. Please take this bread that I cooked for you.
但是如果我们要是知道这位至尊的生物体它是 Krishna， 而 Krishna 的这个本性或者它的品质是满怀着爱的这样的一种状态的话，那我们这会儿所供奉的这个面包不仅仅是表达我们的感激之情了，而且还是满怀着爱意的把这个面包献给他。
So from material consciousness we can evolve to God consciousness and from God consciousness we evolve to Krishna consciousness.
所以这样呢，我们就从物质的知觉能够发展成神知觉，然后从神知觉再发展成 Krishna 知觉。
And this is the whole purpose of this material world is to help us to recover our original consciousness simply by living a proper life in this material world, following the guidance that are giving in the Vedas, how to use this material energy, we can come to the understanding and the realization there is a supreme being.
那所以呢，这也就是物质世界存，这也就是物质世界它所存在的目的所在，就是为了让我们恢复我们所原本具备的这种神觉，或者是 Krishna 知觉。那我们仅仅是按照这个伟达文化所规定的这种方式去生活，那慢慢的我们就能够觉悟到是有一个至尊的生物体的存在的。
So we continue this more in the next, this theme in the next verses.
所以呢，在关于这个话题，关于这个主题呢，我们在会下面的一些世界中呢，继续的深入的讲解。
So we stop here for now.
所以我们现在呢，就先停在这儿了。
And if you have any questions, you are most welcome.
如果大家有任何的问题的话呢，很欢迎大家提上来。Yes, Ashu, I see the questions. This question is from this 奉献者。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，就当咱们进来的时候，可以把自己的名字给改改啊，这样的话可以让阿叔知道都是谁在向他提问。那现在我看到是这一串数字，就这电话号码。顶拜阿叔和老师们，周末愉快。请教阿叔，作为边际能量的生物体，既然已经来到了物质世界的人类群体，请为一个解除了充满痛苦业力的婚姻关系的奉献者，在带着年幼孩子的生活的情况下，是否应该祈祷能够和奉献者再次结合成奉爱关系的婚姻，在生活中保持灵性和知觉呢？您对此如何建议？Firstly, she said that please accept my very humble obeisances to you and the teachers, basically the devotees. Happy weekend. So my question to you is that the living entity who is the marginal energy as a human come to this material world. My question is that for a devotee who is liberated from, I mean, who is released from his or her very painful, stressful marriage. Right now, she has a very young child. So if it's okay for her to pray that she can combine another devotional family with a devotee, and in this new family to maintain the Krishna consciousness and continuing the spiritual practice. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you for that.
Well, she is divorced. That's what he said.
I think so. I think so. I think that what he said, that she divorced and the previous marriage is not with devotee and the previous marriage was very miserable. And she's asking if it's okay for her to marry again, but with a devotee, in this way to continue the practice.
Yeah. If she can find a nice devotee who can protect her and her child nicely and help them in devotional life, that's wonderful.
就是如果您要是能够找到一位奉献者伴侣，然后呢，他能够很好的照顾您以及照顾您的孩子，然后你们能够一起来进行灵修生活的话，那当然非常的好，很好。
You already had one experience, now be very careful when you move to the next experience.
因为呢，您现在其实已经有了一段婚姻的体验，那么当你进入到下一次婚姻的时候呢，一定要非常的小心了。
嗯。Okay, next question.
The next question from Saraswati Mataji, Hare Krishna, 顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译和主持人，顶拜您以及所有聚会的奉献者，请教阿叔。神知觉和 Krishna 知觉是怎样区别呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my venerable obeisances and the translator and the host and all the assembled devotees. So my question is that what are the differences in between of the God conscious and Krishna conscious?
God consciousness and Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, God consciousness is just to be aware, to be conscious there is a supreme being, what we call God. Many people believe there is God, there is a supreme being up there, and is the one who is giving me my daily bread and whatever I request, and when I pray for rain and the rain comes, and then when I'm sick I pray that I don't suffer so much. This is the general God consciousness, accepting there is a supreme being, even though they don't know who he is, what he does, where he lives, and if he has a relationship. They don't know. No. He's just there. He's controlling, he's providing everything. That's God consciousness.
这个神觉的意思呢，就是说有意识知道有一位神性的人物在那儿，然后呢，知道我要向他祈祷，比如说我生病的时候，我祈祷他能够让我健康，或者说我祈祷他能够给我每天要吃的面包，或者是我有什么事的时候我就会求他。那就说这个神觉的意思就是说知道有这么一个神在，我们会称他为神，但是他具体长得什么样，他到底在哪儿，我们是不知道的。
So, most religious people have this God consciousness.
所以呢，大部分的有宗教心的人、虔诚的人，他们是有这样的神觉的。
But a Krishna consciousness is much higher understanding of consciousness.
但是呢 ，Krishna 知觉呢是一个更高的理解的知觉。
Means when we are informed that supreme person, that supreme being is actually a person, how he looks like, what he does.Where he resides and what kind of activities he has, what kind of loving relationship he has, is he married, is he single, has his children, what does he do, everything about that Supreme. When this is revealed, then gradually we start developing Krishna consciousness, means we know who we are serving, we know who is that personality, what he likes, what he doesn't like, and we serve him in a way that we know is pleasing to him instead of just requesting him as we did when in God consciousness.
那么这个Krishna 知觉呢它是一个更高的一个知觉，是因为他知道了就这个神性的灵体他实际上是一个人，那么这个人他长得什么样，他都做一些什么样的活动，他住在哪儿，他都和什么样的人在一起，他和这些人之间的这种交流的这种活动到底是什么样子的，那就慢慢的就是对了解了他之后呢，就会对他产生一种爱，然后在这种爱的这种状态下呢，你就会能够更加亲身的去和他进行这样的服务的活动了。
So Krishna consciousness is the highest level of consciousness.
那所以说呢 ，Krishna 知觉的就是 Krishna 知觉的。知觉是最高层面的意识知觉。
We don't ask anything from Krishna besides the opportunity to serve him, to love him, to serve him with love.
那所以说呢，我们是怀着爱去爱 Krishna, 去服务 Krishna, 而并不是说是只是跟他去祈求他能够给我们一些什么样什么样的照顾。是服务他。
Appreciate what he gives us and try to reciprocate to his love for us.
是感恩他所给我们所安排的这一切，然后呢，因为他所为我们安排的所这一切，我们是满怀着感恩之心的去感激他的。
Next question.
下面这个问题。
Just one point. When Srila Prabhupada establish the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, some people, new people, new devotees, you could say, and some friends who help on the registration of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Somebody said, why Krishna, why not God Consciousness, International Society for God Consciousness? Because the word God, everybody is familiar with. Prabhupada said, no. God does not express the same thing as Krishna. Krishna includes the Supreme Person with whom we can have a loving relationship, we can serve. God is a very vague understanding about that Supreme Being. So no, International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Krishna 智觉协会的时候呢，他是请一些朋友来帮他来做这个事情的。那当然他的朋友就问他，那为什么不把我们的这个协会给设成国际神智觉协会，而非要说成是国际 Krishna 智觉协会呢？ Krishna 说，Srila Prabhupada就说呢，必须得是。
No, because they said God is more, the name God everybody knows.
Yeah. 然后呢，他们就说呢，因为这个神这个名字是大家都非常的熟知的，所以一说神学，这个神协会呢，大家就一下就能够明白，就能够有更加就更多的这种共鸣。但是呢，说爸爸说不，一定是要 Krishna 智觉协会，因为 Krishna 他所展现的这个意义，传递的这个信息要比神觉协会要传递的信息要更多，因为这个 Krishna 智觉协会能够告诉我们，就是这个。神他是一个具体的一个人，而且呢在通过和这个人的在这个交流的过程中呢，你是能够跟他产生这种爱的互动的这种关系的，然后通过和这个人的这种交流能够更多的去表达对他的感激之情，所以呢一定是 Krishna 智觉协会。
And the question now?
下面这个问题是来自于庞继东马塔吉的，顶拜咕噜翻译，你好，大家好，我替我的儿子问个问题，灵性世界有物质元素吗 ？OK. Well, when this Mataji, she's paying her obeisances to you and to everyone, and she's asking for her son. Her son asking that in the spiritual world, are there any material elements?
No.
在灵性世界没有物质元素。
But whatever we know here, forms, the different forms and colors and smells, they are also existing in the spiritual world, because the material forms are actually a perverted reflection of spiritual forms.
但是呢，我们在这里所体验的这种形象啊、颜色呀、味道呀，其实在灵性世界也都是存在的。因为我们在这儿所体验的各种各样的形象，其实都是在灵性世界所扭曲了的一个形象的展示。
So for instance, there is water in the spiritual world.
那所以说，为什么在灵性世界是有水
？There is stones.
有石头。
There is birds and insects.
那么在那儿呢，有鸟啊，还有昆虫啊。
But they are not made of material energy. It's all spiritual energy.
但是呢，在灵性世界的所有的这一切呢，它其实全部都是由灵性的能量所构成的，并不是物质能量。
So even the little birds and the little insects and the stones and the water, all these creatures, all these forms, they are all Krishna conscious. They all have love for Krishna.
所以说呢，就哪怕是在灵性世界的一块小石头、一个小昆虫、一只小鸟，他们都是具有 Krishna 知觉的。他们所有的这些生物体，就是所有的这一切，都是具有对 Krishna 的爱的。
So everything there is perfect Krishna consciousness. Wherever in the material world, all these forms that we see made of material energy, they are all unconscious, inert.
所以呢，在灵性世界的所有的这一切，它都是具有 Krishna 知觉的。但是呢，在物质世界所看到的这些物质元素，它是处在一个惰性的、没有知觉的状态。
But because we living souls are within this, most of these forms, the forms are animated, but actually the forms themselves are not, they have no consciousness.
You mean in this material world?
In the material world.
OK, 那么在这个物质世界里面呢，我们是生活在各种各样的这种形象里面，这个形象它看起来好像是动的状态，但其实这个形象本身它其实是不动，它其实是没有生命力的。
Next question.
From Sumukhi Rada Madaji, 顶拜进来的阿叔翻译奉献者们，请问我们渴望的享乐最终是为了要获得爱与被爱的情感交流，而物质世界的情感无法满足灵魂的需求，我们该如何面对家人朋友还有奉献者之间的关系呢？和家人之间没有共同的目标，和奉献者之间也很难建立起真正的亲密的信任和亲人的关系感，人和人之间时而吸引时而疏离，没有忠诚也没有长久，背叛和隐秘似乎是人们的本性，走到哪里都很孤独，只是培养与 Krishna 的情感，不知任何人发展深入的情感，这是否会让我们不再失望和受伤呢？ OK, I will try my best. Ashu, please accept my vulnerable obeisances and to the translator and also to all the devotees. My question is that all of us are hankering for the enjoyment. However, the ultimate goal is to get the love and be loved, and also some loving sentiment exchanges. However, in this material world, these sentiments cannot really reach the need, fulfill the satisfaction of the souls. What is the right way for us to facing the relation, what is the right way for us to dealing the relationship with the friends and the families and also with the devotees? Because with the families, we don't have the same goal. However, with the devotees, sometimes also very hard to establish a very genuine, intimate relationship. Just as the family members, the in between of the people, sometimes we are very attracted to each other, but sometimes we are quite distant. There is no eternal or long-term loyalty there. Sometimes we betray, and sometimes we are hiding secrets in between among each other. So wherever we go, we always feel quite lonely. 只是培养与 Krishna 的情感。So in that case, we only cultivate the affection with Lord Krishna, but not developed any deeper relationship with people, with the living beings. Is this the way for us actually to be away from hurt and disappointment?
Very nice point.
是非常好的点。
The problem with material affection, material loving relationships, is that we position ourselves as the center.
那这个物质的关系或者说物质的这种情感的问题就在于是我们把自己放在了中间。
That's why I say it's very selfish.
那也就为什么说这样的状态呢是很自私的。
Of course, it can be very selfish, what you call self-centered, really. Me and what they contribute to me, very much me. This is very, what you call self-centered selfishness.
那么其实可以是处在一种很极致的自私的状态的，就是完全是以自我为中心，就是什么全都是以我来出发的，那么这个被称为叫以自我为中心的自私。
And certainly we are all affected by this selfishness.
那毫无疑问我们所有的人都是被这种自私所影响的。
And then there is a mild type of selfishness, we could say, when it's extended, self-extended selfishness.
但是呢还有一种就是相对柔和的 自私，当你把这个就是以自我为中心的自私向外扩展了一点之后的这种状态。
It means it seems that I am not really the center, but I give attention to these people because they are my family.
我其实没把我自个儿放在我的中心，但是呢，我把我的注意力全都放在这些人身上了，因为这些人是我的家人。
Or these people is my neighborhood.
或者呢，这些人是我的邻居。
The people from my country.
这是我的这个国人，就我们来自一个国家的。
Or even all humanity, because I they are all part of.They are all connected with me as a human being.
或者说是整个全人类，因为呢，我们大家都是因为是人，所以说我们是连接在一起的。
So when it goes to in that direction, it seems to become more less selfish, to become a little selfless.
那所以说呢，当这样的一种展示，好像就不那么自私的时候，就变得好像有点无私了。
But the fact is, this is always selfish.
但事实上呢，这其实都是自私。
Because it's connected with me.
因为这是和我相连在一起的。
I'm in the center.
那所以呢，我现在依然还是处在中心那个位置。
Whereas in loving relationship with Krishna, we put Krishna in the center.
但是呢，当我们和 Krishna 处于这种爱的关系中的时候呢，也就意味着是我们把 Krishna 放在了中间。
I am Krishna's servant.
And 我是 Krishna 的仆人。
And I'm not the only Krishna's servant.
而且呢，我也不仅仅是 Krishna 的仆人。
I'm not the only one.
我不是唯一的 Krishna 的仆人。
Everybody is Krishna's servant.
所有人都是 Krishna 的仆人。
So my parents, my father, my mother, they are Krishna's servants.
我的父母，我的爸爸妈妈，他们都是 Krishna 的仆人。
They are circumstantial. They are materially speaking, they are in a position of father and mother because through them I took this birth.
那其实，在物质的角度来讲呢，他们是我的父母亲，而且就是因为他们是我的父母亲，我才被生了出来。
My child is Krishna's servant.
那我的孩子也是 Krishna 的仆人。
Circumstantially, he took birth from me because, according to his karma, he had to take birth from somebody, so he took birth from me. But he is Krishna's servant.
那从表面上看呢，那因为根据他自己的业报呢，他必须得通过某个人被生出来，但是呢，他就被我给生出来了。但是终极来说呢，他也是 Krishna 的仆人。
You have to see everyone as Krishna's servants.
那所以你必须要看到每一个人都是 Krishna 的仆人。
And a Krishna servant needs one thing. He needs loving service to Krishna because they are Krishna's servant. They need to be engaged in a loving service to Krishna.
那么作为 Krishna 的仆人呢，他就必须得做一件事儿，他需要这么件事儿，就是他需要从事对 Krishna 的充满了爱的服务。
So if we serve Krishna and we help others to serve Krishna,then naturally we develop a very, very affectionate relationship.
所以呢，如果我们要是服务 Krishna, 我们也帮助其他人去服务 Krishna 的话，那也就很自然的，我们就能够发展出一个满怀着深情的关系。
Because my interest is to please Krishna, my interest is that they also serve and please Krishna.
因为我的兴趣在于要取悦 Krishna.而他们的兴趣也在于要作为 Krishna 的仆人去取悦 Krishna。
And because we are interested in the same thing, our interests are very common. Naturally, we develop a strong affinity and eventually a strong bond of affection because we are serving the same person that we all love very much.
那因为呢，我们是有同样的这个利益的，我们有同样的这种兴趣，那都是为了要。取悦这个人，那也就很自然的，我们就会变得很亲近，然后慢慢的，我们就会建立起非常深厚的爱的关系，因为我们都是要服务这同一个人，都让他开心。
This is a perfect Krishna consciousness life.
那所以呢，这个就是完美的 Krishna 知觉的生活。
We see everybody as Krishna servants, meant to please Krishna, and I should.Cooperate with them, or encourage them, or work with them to please Krishna.
因为呢，我们看到所有的人都是 Krishna 的仆人，所有的人呢都是想要怀着爱去服务 Krishna. 所以呢，我们就要 和所有的人要进行合作，然后一起来服务 Krishna， 以此呢一起来取悦 Krishna， 让 Krishna 开心。
So in this way we develop a very strong affinity for each other and a very affectionate bond.
那所以这样的话呢，我们就能够培养出彼此之间相互非常亲近的这个情感，然后呢会满怀着深情的连接在一起。
But most of us, we are not yet perfect Krishna conscious.
但是呢，大部分的人到目前为止，我们现在还没有具备 Krishna 知觉。
We are practicing to become Krishna conscious.
我们现在只不过是在习练着能够让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
So there is still a lot of selfishness in our dealings, in our way of thinking of ourselves.
那所以说呢，当我们在从事活动的时候，以及当我们在考虑事情的时候，想我们自己的时候呢，其实还是有很多很多的这个自私的方面的。
See, we still position ourselves as very much in the center.
所以我们依然还是很把自己放在中间的位置。
Yeah, Krishna is there. Sometimes you put him in the center. Sometimes you remove him and put ourselves.
那 Krishna 的确在那儿。有的时候呢，我们把 Krishna 放在中间；有的时候呢，我们把 Krishna 给请走了，把自个儿给放在中间的位置。
Or maybe most of the time we put ourselves in the center.
或者是大部分的时间，其实我们都还是把自己放在中间那位置的。
And then yes, if his selfishness means I have my ways of seeing. I have my ways of doing and thinking and expectations and it can clash with others. It cannot be cannot go along with the other selfish interests.
那当然了，就是如果我要是以我自己的自私的这个想法去看待事情，然后呢去对事情充满了这种期待的时候，这会儿就会和其他的那些以自我为中心的人的利益点发生冲突。
Sometimes it gets no harmonium. Sometimes there is a clash of interests.
那所以呢，有的时候呢，可能我们彼此之间会和谐，但有的时候呢，就是会有冲突。
Because you are your center, I am my center, and this one is his center. So there are many different centers.
因为我有我的中心，你有你的中心，那个人还有他的中心，所以我们的中心就太多了。
You may have experienced many times, probably when you are a child, going to a very calm lake water and throw a stone into the water, and what you see, there are circles rippling out, coming out, very beautiful, very harmonious, one up, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, so nice.
那我们可能就是在小的时候呢，我们有这样的一个体验，就是到公园里去玩，然后呢就来到了一个湖边，这个湖里的水呢非常的平静，然后这会儿呢你就拿一个小石子儿就往这个河里一扔，然后呢就会看见这个小石子儿它会溅起一个波纹，然后这个波纹它就会慢慢往外扩，往外扩，往外扩，这个波浪的这个圈呢就会越来越大，越来越大。
And if another person throws the stone exactly in the same spot, it's going to create newer circles.That's going to expand without clashing with the other circles.
那如果要是另外一个人呢，也在你刚才投水的那个中心的那个点投去一颗石头的话呢，那就会发现，就是这颗石头它又会产生一些涟漪，又会产生一些这个水的这个圈儿，水波的这个圈儿，但是呢，它不会和刚才你所产生的那个水波的圈儿相冲突。
But if it throws slightly on another spot, then it's going to create other circles that are going to clash with the previous circles.
但是如果要是这个石子它要是扔到的是另外一个地方，就是在离你刚才扔的那个地方稍微远了一点，就稍微离开一点点这个距离，那它呢就会产生新的这个水波，那么这个水波呢就会和你刚才产生的这个水波相冲突。
So if we have the same center, there is harmony, there is no clash.
那所以如果我们要是把这个石头扔在同一个这个中心点的话，那就是和谐，那就不会有冲突。
But if you have different centers, my center, your center, his, her center, this center, then yes, there is clashes. There are clashes of interest and that naturally it creates difficulties in the relationships. Sometimes it goes okay, but sometimes not so okay.
但是呢，所以说呢，如果是有不同的这个中心的时候，那么就会有不同的这个波纹起来。那么有的时候呢，可能不会有冲突，但有的时候呢，就是会有冲突的。
So the best way to see that is do not point out the problem as being the problem of this or that person and their behavior, but see the problem in ourselves that we are not Krishna conscious. I am not Krishna conscious, and because of that, my interest is not to serve Krishna all the time and engage them and see them in relationship with Krishna all the time. So that's why whatever differences they may have as situations, different situation, it clashes with my interests.
那所以说，就当我们遇到这样的这种状况的时候呢，我们要做的事情并不是去指责其他的人，去挑别人身上的错，而是要看到自己身上的问题，去发现自己，哦，其实我没有处在 Krishna 知觉之中，我并没有把 Krishna 的这个利益放在中心，就是因为这个原因导致了我没有是办法使得其他人的这个活动和这个和 Krishna 知觉相关的这个利益中心相融合在一起，所以说呢才会让这个冲突降起来。
But you may say, well, but I'm trying to serve Krishna, but others they don't realize that and they don't see that and they create difficulties in our relationship.
但也许可能你会说啊，那但是我是在修习 Krishna 知觉，我是想要为 Krishna 做服务，但是他们其实还不知道有这么一回事儿，有 Krishna 知觉这回事儿呢，所以呢，他们其实是在为我们的这个关系制造麻烦。
If I'm sure that I'm always putting Krishna in the center and other persons not, then you tolerate and try to help them to become more Krishna conscious as much as you can.
那如果我要是真的非常的确信我总是处在 Krishna 知觉之中，而且把 Krishna 放在我的中心的话，而他们没有，那我们就应该容忍，然后努力的去帮助其他的人具有 Krishna 知觉。
Maybe do not react so much and understand it just because of their conditioning.
但是呢，也不要太过于的去应对他们的这个行为和举止的原因是由于他们是处在这种条件限制的状态中的。
If affects you, stay away. If you are strong enough to inspire them to become more Krishna conscious, then keep investing in that relationship and eventually it will improve.
那就是如果您要是觉得这个关系太过于影响您的话呢，那您就稍微的避开一些。但是如果您要是觉得您够强大的，能够在这个关系中继续的去进行的话呢，那您就尽量的可以去更多的去帮助他们，让他们具有Krishna知觉，慢慢的这个关系就能够得到改善。
But it has to come from how much we are becoming Krishna conscious, but our effort to become Krishna conscious.
但是这一切呢，全部都取决于我们到底做出了多大努力，让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Because unless we are Krishna conscious, we will be always affected by our material the imperfection of our material existence.
因为呢，就是我们如果没有 Krishna 知觉的话，我们总是有可能是会被我们所处在的这个物质的状况而影响的。
We have to tolerate.
所以我们必须要容忍。
As we tolerate our own imperfections and go ahead, you know, try to push ourselves to become more Krishna conscious, we have also to tolerate others' mistakes and faults.
那首先呢，就是我们要去容忍自己，然后容忍自己做的不当的那个行为，然后呢，让自己变得具有更多的 Krishna 知觉。同样，我们也需要去容忍其他人的行为。
The only thing that is lacking in this material world to make everything work perfectly is Krishna consciousness.
那么就是在这个世界缺少的唯一的能够让所有的这些事情能够做好的唯一的一个东西就是 Krishna 知觉。
Means we have to put Krishna in the center of our lives and see everybody connected with Krishna.
那也就意味着我们必须要在我们的生活中把 Krishna 放在我们的中心，并且看到所有的人都是 Krishna 相连接在一起的。
It's a task in the process.
那么这个的确是一个任务，而且呢，这也是一个正在进行的程序。
It will not happen overnight.
那所以呢，这是一个循序渐进的过程，它并不是一夜之间就会发生的，这么说的。
Next question.
下面一个问题是来自于 Rachel 的，顶拜阿叔和翻译及大家，请问我们对任何事情，请问我们对任何事情都有假设和期望，那如何真正的做到不依附结果，把结果供奉给 Krishna？ 谢谢。This question from Rachel, she's asking, please accept my very humble obeisances to you and to everyone. My question is that, because we are supposed to have to have the assumption and the expectation to everything.So how can make us really to become detached to the result of the action and give the fruit, offer the fruit to Lord Krishna?
Well, if you really develop the sense of service to Krishna, yes, you may have some expectations, but you become more...or you could say, more peaceful about the outcome, because we know that in the material world, nothing is really perfect, and sometimes even though your good intentions are there, things don't come as you want. So if they don't come as you want, even though you try your best, you tolerate, and you keep going. You don't become too much affected because it didn't come exactly as you wanted,income perfect as you wanted. Yes, it's a pity, but you should go on, keep going and trying to do better the next time. Don't become so attached. Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated, you're going to become angry with yourself and others, and it's not going to help.
In the beginning, you said that if you're really serving, then you have some expectation for the result, right?
Yeah, naturally, you are serving the Lord and you have some expectations that your service is going to come well. You are cooking something for the Lord. You expect that cooking is going to come well. But if for some reason things, they don't come as you expected, what you're going to do instead of becoming upset and frustrated and angry and it's better just to tolerate and pray to the Lord that you can do better next time.
就说是这样的啊，就如果您要是非常的认真的、真诚的在服务主 Krishna 的话，那其实也很自然，您会对于您的这个服务会有一些期待。但是呢，就是当您做就是做这个服务的时候的这个结果，如果要是并不如您所愿。有一些事情并没有做好的话呢，那我们就要容忍，而不要过度的去打击自己，然后呢，祈祷着下一次能够把这件事情做得更好。
So, but it's naturally when we are growing in spiritual life, we have so many expectations, and then you feel frustrated because again, we are still very much self.There's a lot of selfishness still involved in our growing in Krishna consciousness. Still a lot of selfishness.
那我们在这个做这个奉爱服务，在进行灵修的这个过程中呢，其实很自然的，我们就会有一些期待。但是呢，我们由于我们在这个物质世界的这个条件限制，使得我们其实还是有很多的自私的这些方面在影响着我们的。
So we just have, with Krishna helps us to detect that, and we have to improve to do our sadhana better and try to serve with a better attitude, with a better consciousness.
那 Krishna 他其实会帮助我们来发现这些的。那我们呢，就是要去更好的去提升我们的 sadhana， 然后呢，让自己处于更好的 Krishna 知觉之中。
We have to be very determined, very enthusiastic. These are very important in devotional life.
但是在这个奉爱生活中呢，我们必须要很坚决，然后呢，我们也要充满了热情。那这个是非常重要的。
But we have to also to be very tolerant and very patient.
但是呢，我们也要非常的容忍，而且要非常的有耐心。
Oftentimes we are not patient enough.
那有很多时候呢，其实我们是不够有耐心。
We have great enthusiasm, but if things they don't come the way we were expecting, we lose patience.
那其实呢，我们就是有很强烈的这种耐心，有这个强烈的这种热情。但是有的时候呢，当事情它不是按照我们的这个愿望所发生的时候呢，我们就会失去耐心。
阿叔，I think what she is asking 呢，请问我们对任何事情都有假设的。I don't think that she is only mean to the devotional service. She said that, so whatever the things we have, the assumption and the anticipation, and the expectation.
Well, in the material world, but that's material life. Material life means we are full of assumptions and expectations for everything. That's the problem. I'm just bringing it to Krishna consciousness where we are practicing, where this material phenomenon is still there because we don't see the center as Krishna in our service, in our daily life.
那个瑞秀是这样的，就阿叔说呢，就是在这个物质世界里面，这就是这个现在的状态，就我们的确是对任何的事情全部都是出于假设和期望的。那我们既然在修习Krishna知觉，那我们就有意识的把所有的这一切呢，全部都把它这个导向 Krishna， 然后呢，让我们的所有的这个事情呢，和这个 Krishna 相连接在一起。
So in material, these material situations are very difficult to deal with. We may have the best intentions in the world, but we fail most of the time.
那就这种物质的状态，实际上我们是很难去应对的。有的时候我们的这个意图是非常好的，但是大部分的时候呢，都是事与愿违。
Good intentions are not enough.
所以呢，有好的意愿并不够。
Because we're still affected by our karma.
但因为呢，我们依然还是被我们的这个业报所影响。
But when we are developed Krishna consciousness, where our karma is diminishing, then we still may have this, still have this type of expectations and frustrations, but we have to deal with that in a different way, be more tolerant and more patient, you know, that perfection does not come overnight.
但是呢，就是当我们在进行 Krishna 知觉的这个休息的这个过程中，我们的这个业报已经被减少了，但是我们依然还是会有一些期待。而且呢，这个期待有的时候呢，也不能够按照我们所想的那种方式展示。所以呢，我们这会儿就要我们依然要去应对它，但是呢，我们应对的方式呢又有不同。所以呢，我们要一种很容忍的这种方式去面对它。
Next question。
下面这个问题是来自于清月 Mataji 的。Hare Krishna， 请问如何爱上 Krishna？Hare Krishna, how to get in love with Krishna?
By chanting Hare Krishna.
通过念诵 Hare Krishna.
By serving Krishna and his devotees.
通过服务 Krishna 和他的奉献者们。
We have to follow the program to rewind our material attachment and material love and turn it into love for Krishna. We have to follow a program.
那所以呢，我们就必须要遵循这个程序，我们必须要结束我们对于物质世界的这个依恋，以及我们在物质世界所从事的这些活动，而把我们的这个注意力呢转向 Krishna。
So any devotee who has been practicing for some time, they can tell you, you have to chant Hare Krishna a number of rounds, you have to follow these principles, you have to associate with devotees, read Srila Prabhupada's books. There is a program to help us to develop this real love for Krishna.
那所以说呢，我们是有一个这个程序是需要去遵守的。那么这个程序呢，来帮助我们真正的培养出对 Krishna 的爱。那么任何一个休息了一段时间的奉献者都可以告诉您如何去做。就是我们需要念诵一定的圈数，我们需要去阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，以及我们需要和奉献者联谊。
So we have to follow the program, and the program is mostly acts in two ways. It purifies us from our material material affection, whatever we have there, attachments and greed and envy, whatever is there, it becomes cleared out. And at the same time, our real nature of being loving devotees to Krishna will become manifested again.
嗯，那所以说呢，我们是需要遵守这个程序。那么这个程序呢，它是从两方面来运作。一方面呢，它是会清理我们的内心，它会把我们内心的色欲啊、愤怒啊、还有贪婪啊都给清理掉。但与此同时呢，它会让我们重新的唤醒我们的 Krishna 知觉，就是对 Krishna 的爱。
嗯 ，Because Krishna's love for Krishna is already there in our hearts.
因为呢，对 Krishna 的爱，它其实本来就是在我们的内心之中的。
Is that just been covered by so many impurities that affects us more than anything else? The greed, lust, envy, anger, frustration, all these things are there covering our real loving affection we have for Krishna.
但是呢，我们的内心有太多的不洁，一些愤怒啊、嫉妒啊、贪婪啊，所有的这些事情都在这儿，就把我们对 Krishna 的这个爱呢给遮盖了起来。
Okay, any other question?
Yes. Okay, this question is from Zihan Mataji, 顶拜 Guru. 何大大，谢谢您，顶拜您。物质世界好，就像万花筒，难免诱惑与贪婪。请问物质世界的依恋如何摆脱？有快速做到的途径吗？She is paying her obeisances and she is asking that the material world, you know, there were too much of the allurement and things to be attached with. So are there any quick way, faster way to detach from the attractions of the material world?
Yeah, chanting Hare Krishna all the time.
就是一直都念诵 Hare Krishna, 始终都念。
Always chanting Hare Krishna, don't stop.
就是别停，一直都在念。
This is the best process.
这个是最好的程序。
But because we cannot do this, we may not be able to do this all day long.
但是呢，因为我们没有办法，就是一直一整天都在做这件事儿。
Or maybe our conviction is not too strong.
或者说呢，就是你的这种信心还不够强。
So we are advised to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以说呢，在念诵之余呢，我们还被推荐着要去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
To be always reminded of what we are and what we are supposed to do.
然后呢，这样的话呢，我们就时刻被提醒我们到底是谁，而且我们应该做什么。
We serve the devotees because they are already engaged in devotional service and they can bless us.
那我们要服务奉献者的原因呢，是由于这些奉献者已经在从事对 Krishna 的服务了，所以呢，通过服务他们可以得到他们的祝福。
And by associating with them, we may feel inspired to do better.
然后呢，通过和他们的联谊呢，可以让我们能够被激励着，能够做得更好。
So there is a process. If you follow the process, yeah. And if you follow very nicely, you can very quickly you can develop love for Krishna.
所以说呢，是有一个程序需要去做的。如果我们要是很好的去遵随这个程序的话，那我们很快就能够培养出对 Krishna 的爱。
But it requires a lot of self dedication.
但是呢，这个是需要我们有很多的自我的奉献的，我们就要需要有很多的这个勤奋的努力的。
So Krishna is going to test you.
所以 Krishna 会给你考验。
So be ready for that.
所以一定要让我们做好接受考验的准备。
So try, practice, take nice the lessons and practice very nicely, and you will be able to do that.
所以呢，我们就很好的、认真的去练习，然后我们最后就能够达到这个目的。
Be very enthusiastic.
让自己一定要充满了热情。
Be very determined.
而且要非常的坚决。
But be very patient too.
但是呢，与此同时又要很有耐心。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That's the end, huh?
Yeah, everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you to everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly, Sumuki Radha, and Sati Mataji for allowing us this wonderful moment together.
那也特别感谢 Somuki Radha Mataji, Sati Mataji 还有 Dhamma Kirin 能够允许我们能够在这个时刻一起有这样的联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai. Vaikuntha 之音源于聆听。我们还用说后面那一部分吗？什么地方的吗？现在？
说吧。
OK, 那我们还是这个按平常的这个方式结束一下哈。百昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩 Krishna Bhavadev Prabhu 我们接下来的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。非常非常的感恩 Somukhi Rala Mataji 还有所有的奉献者们的聆听以及提出这么好的问题。深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, 谢谢大家 Kali Mataji 这么甜美的服务。